A Bethel jury has awarded $140,000 to a man injured in the back of a police vehicle when the officer slid off the road and hit an electrical pole. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
The crash occurred in 2014 when former Bethel police officer Aaron Fadolfi was driving the vehicle with Adrian Hoffman of Tununic handcuffed in the back seat. According to police records, Fadolfi was speeding in icy conditions when he lost control of the vehicle, slamming Hoffman's head into the car's interior. Both Fadolfi and Hoffman received minor injuries and were transported to the hospital for treatment. Hoffman says he blacked out on impact.
I had a real big swollen forehead, broken nose, hurt neck and back, cut an arm. Couple black eyes.
Attorney Jim Valcarci represented Hoffman in the case and says police footage shows Fadolfi securing his own seatbelt but never buckling Hoffman's. The jury spent 2 days deliberating their decision and released the verdict Thursday. Hoffman had been taken into police custody for causing a disturbance in a home while intoxicated. He was on felony probation at the time and served a short jail sentence for drinking alcohol. Hoffman works as a tribal police officer in Tununic. On one of the last days of the trial, during a recess, he and his long-term girlfriend stepped into another courtroom and got married. They have 4 children together. Hoffman says the money is going towards his kids.
All the money that I won, I'm not going to just burn it away. I'm going to use it for good use.
Fadolfi is in Anchorage, serving a 1-year prison sentence for an unrelated crime. Earlier this year, the state of Alaska charged Fadolfi with 1 count of third-degree attempted sexual assault and 1 count of official misconduct after attempting to force a Bethel woman to perform a sexual act on him while on duty. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.